Donald Trump and Joe Biden are set to square off in what may be the most important presidential election in our lifetime. But many voters aren't pleased with either choice. Hear why the American populace is beginning to worry it might not be likable enough to ever attract a good candidate. And later, the opioid epidemic continues to ravage communities and destroy lives across the country. But it may just be the tip of the iceberg. Hear why doctors are now warning against sharing any of your prescription drugs with someone who wouldn't do the same for you. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. We might not be your first choice for a daily news podcast, but it's imperative to the democratic process that you listen up or I'll erupt. It rhymes, so it's true. Just hold your nose and stay with us. Having been let down by politicians time and time again, voters have become increasingly disappointed by and disillusioned with politics. But now the American populace is looking deeper and has started to worry that maybe it's just not likable enough to attract a good candidate for President of the United States. OPR's emotionally intelligent political analyst and relationship expert Martha Saunders joins me now. Hi, Martha.
Good to be here, Leslie.
Martha, why is the nation being so hard on itself?
Well, Leslie, the American people have never been lucky in leadership. They've been bitter ever since Franklin Pierce broke their hearts in the mid-1800s.
Right. That's what led to our self-destructive James Buchanan phase. Boy, that was a mistake.
Exactly. But ever since this year's primaries, when we ended up with another pair of selfish men, the U.S. has been starting to wonder if the reason they haven't been able to settle down with someone who's the electable type is because there's something wrong with them.
Is it something we can easily change, like our personality?
I spoke to several Americans who are wondering the same thing. Here's what they had to say.
We're obviously doing something wrong. We keep ending up with these guys who mistreat us, get what they want, and then just leave 4 or 8 years later. Sometimes I wonder if we made a mistake in 1964 by rejecting Barry Goldwater. Yeah, he was a bit of a war hawk, but maybe we could have changed him. You know, he could have been the one. Now, though, we'll always wonder, what if?
I mean, we've tried every type. Business tycoons, sensitive civil servants, actors. We even briefly considered experimenting with a woman. The only common denominator in these awful relationships is us. So maybe it's time we take a good long look in the mirror and admit that we're just undesirable to a good commander-in-chief.
I see some of our allies finding great presidential candidates who always keep their promises and treat their nations like the strong, empowered electorate that they are. And I just think, why can't we have that? Instead, we keep going from one narcissistic sociopath to the next. I mean, what's New Zealand got that we don't?
Oh my God, they're right. It is us. It's always been us. What should we do, Martha? This country isn't getting any younger.
Calm down, Leslie. No head of state wants to lead a bunch of drama queens.
Maybe we're too boring. I suppose we could try a watercolor class, maybe finally join that book club we've been thinking about, or volunteer. Oh God, that sounds so desperate.
Well, before you rush into something you'll regret, I talked to therapist Dr. Elsa Pine, and not only did she offer to give us a free 30-minute consultation, but got right down to what the issue might be.
This nation needs to finally face its traumatic upbringing and work on the deep-seated issues they still have with their founding fathers, who informed their idea on what a healthy relationship with a national leader is. This dysfunctional idea of what an executive branch is supposed to be has led the American populace into letting a controlling, manipulative politician tell them what they need, instead of them knowing what they deserve and demanding it from a president.
Wow, that makes so much sense.
Now, this is spontaneous and maybe a little reckless, but the American populace has decided to go on a 6-month adventure around the world to reflect, recover, and figure out who they are as an individual nation.
But what about their upcoming election? They've been planning this for months. Are they going to leave their future president at the polls?
It's the best thing for everyone, Leslie. Better to break things off now than face impeachment down the line. Well, are you ready? Our flight to Mumbai leaves in 3 hours.
Oh, you bet. I'll get my things. See you on the plane, America. You too, Martha. That's OPR's Martha Saunders. Back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere. And no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed, 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta say, I'm very excited to take some time and really find myself. It's just been so hard for me to commit to a candidate ever since 1972. I had this president who ended up cheating with a bunch of guys and in some shitty hotel, no less. What a dick. But that's all gonna be water under the bridge now. I can't wait to learn from it and grow as a constituent. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today.
We have the capabilities, and we hold the power. We are Legion.
That's the sound of a warning being issued by the online hacktivist collective known as Anonymous, who in a video posted today announced that they're not going to do this, but if they wanted to, they could totally make all electronic voting machines play porn on election day. Take a listen.
POV, orgies, step-siblings, really taboo stuff if we wanted, but we're not coming. Again though, totally could if we wanted, but we're not. Do not expect us.
Ooh, just chilling. And with less than a week before the election, the Trump campaign today is reminding supporters to avoid being blindsided on November 3rd by making a voting intimidation plan now. Trump's re-election campaign website is offering some tips on how best to prepare for what could be a long day of terrorizing voters, such as carpooling to your polling site with other militia members, as well as always bringing at least two types of weapons with you. And is also reminding supporters that now is the time to make their screaming voices heard, and every threat counts. And finally, it's become a popular remedy for our four-legged friends, but a new study released today suggests that giving CBD to your pets may actually fail to address the root issue of the fact that you're letting a crazed monster live inside your home. Researchers at Ohio University found that while ingesting the cannabis derivative did exhibit some calming reactions in both cats and dogs, there is still no evidence that it has any effect on the underlying problem that a fanged beast that belongs in the wild is living under your roof. That's why anytime my little Frenchie Jean-Claude starts to get anxious, I just drop him off in a remote cavern to fend for himself. Calms him right down. And that's The Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode of The Topical, then you should try enrolling in some actual couples counseling. It's a lot less fun. You can also like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And you can also sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you'll get access to all kinds of exclusive news content, including your senator's home address. And if you're a member of our $10 or $25 tiers, I'll even give you an on-air shout-out and thank you by name or something that sounds close enough. Today's shout out goes to Patreon member iPoopMyPants.com. iPoopMyPants.com has been very eager to get a shout out, presumably because they wanted to hear me say I poop my pants. But look, dude, this ain't the first time I've had to say it live on air, and it sure as hell ain't gonna be the last. But hey, it's your 10 bucks, and however you want to spend it is fine by me. Just be sure to keep shoveling it our way. And thank you as always for your mediocre support. And for the rest of you freeloaders, don't forget to tune in to tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll have the harrowing story of one police detective who was still haunted by the cold case he was never able to pin on a minority. Keep your chin up, Captain. I'm sure you'll get another shot at it one day. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.